And if you're making fun of the way I look, wait till you see me in 5 years. Yeah, we're getting that done. We're doing the, our guys are doing the gates, welding them out in the 1800 building, the black gates to match our backyard metal, black metal. And we'll have, when completed, of course it's been slower because they've got to keep them wrapped up real nice because of the mortar setting up and the weather issues that you have to deal with when you do a project like this in the cold, wet months. So anyway, they're all going to be power operated, and we'll let you know if you qualify to have one of the little gizmos. So you can come in and off of the property any time. You can enter the kingdom with your own little deal at the gates closed. There'll be a pad out there, I presume. And of course, you can even get an app for your phone. Too bad people can't get an app for positive volition. Okay, verse 20, Colossians 2. I feel real bad. I don't have a title for this. I thought I did. It must have got lost. It drives me nuts, but I'll get over it. All right, let's look at the exegesis here. Be sure you're in fellowship. That's key. Page 26 of your notes that you should have just picked up today. Paul continues his argument. This is an involved argument, and certain things are repeated, but it's to get believers in a mindset with regard to what they have in Christ. What they have in Christ. Whatever else you don't have, this is what you have in Christ, and you have the things that are given to every believer by definition, and then the things we exploit. If we want to exploit this realm, this spiritual realm that we're in. All right, we start off with a conditional clause. If you have died with Christ, and if you expanded this to make the Greek deal, and you are, and you have, you've died with Christ. Well, usually the word death does not indicate a very positive thing, but it is positive here. It's a positive death. I will just say right here, that positionally in Christ, you've died to the world. Now, what's that mean? That means you're no longer of it. You're no longer going to wind up where all those who remain in it and not in Christ end up. So that's real good. You've died with Christ. And that is the particle E with the I, or the aorist active indicative of the verb apothenesco, the ordinary word to die. And then we have the preposition S-U-N, which it means with Christ. Instead of saying in Christ, if you've died with Christ. He was in the world. Sure. He depended on the things of the world to sustain his humanity. But he's not of it. He was a light in the world. He was a light in the darkness of the world all around him. So if you died with Christ to the elementary principles of the cosmos, there's that stoicheia noun with a definite article. Elementary principles are used of the elements, but obviously not here. To the elementary principles of the world. The world's like an engine and it runs on certain things. It's the everyday thinking of people. The everyday of how they go about things and do things. The way they think. How they deal with situations. And some of it looks, and some of it is useful, and some of it serves a purpose. Obviously, a lot of it does. But it is the world, it's the way the world runs. It's the way it goes. It's all the little stuff that's out there that we could identify not of God, not of the Bible. Well, if I'm lucky, I'll get this done. Lucky. They even had a god for it. It was Caesar's favorite deity. good fortune, fortuna. He pandered to that deity because he wanted good fortune. It didn't help him when he was 44 years old, though. He was assassinated in the Senate. So, where was she then? You know, putting on her makeup? We might. The cosmos runs a certain way. You live in it, and it because it succeeds and things go along, but all these elementary principles, human good, all of it. Human good's useful, serves people at times. Sometimes it's a complete scam, you know, for raking in tons of money and never getting it to the objects. But anyway, there's all this. This is all the cosmos runs on. The elementary principles. It's not about, genuinely, you know, well, I'm going to trust God to take care of that. Well, that's foreign to them. They talk it sometimes, but they don't do it. He says, if you've died with Christ to the elementary principles of the world, why, as if you were living in the world, do you submit yourself to decrees such as? These decrees would illustrate the elementary principles. And they're multitudinous. They're everywhere. All of them out there. Why? As comparative conjunction, you live, present act, the ordinary verb participle, the ordinary verb for living, present participle, zao. Why? As if living in the cosmos, do you submit yourself to decrees? Submit yourself to decrees is a big long verb. Dogmatizomai. We have dogma again. And that's the word decrees. We actually had the word dogma earlier. And then he listened. Do not handle. Do not taste. Do not touch. Here we come back to asceticism. Asceticism with regard to do not handle, negative me, with the negative me, with the aorist imperative, middle imperative of hapto. Hapto means to touch something, make contact. Do not handle, more in the Greek, stop handling that. Do not taste, mede, nor do not taste, guomai, the aorist imperative, and do not handle, actually touch, another word for touch, thegnano. Thegnano. Which, now this is all gets a little, might get a little tricky here, because I don't know what I thought at first, but it's not it. Which, we start off with the relative pronoun, hos, which all, pos, all refer to things. We have a present indicative, imi, to things which destined to perish with respect to decay. Which we relate that to, you know, like perishable things, into pethora with use. We have a noun with an article, apokrasis. It means the process of being used, something that's in the process of being used. In accordance with, or according to, entoma, the commandments and teachings. Teachings is didaskalia of men. Human stuff. Then he says, these are matters. These are matters is the adjective hasis, neuter plural. These are matters, present indicative ime, are, which have an appearance. The word for appearance is the noun for word, logos. translate which have the appearance, have is the present participle of echo, which have the appearance of wisdom, Sophia, in self-made religion. The word self-made religion is a preposition in with ethelothriskia. Ethelothriskia. Self-made religion and self-abasement. Peta peno rosune. Self-abasement. And severe. I misspelled severe here in the deal. Aphidia, the noun. And severe treatment of soma, the body. But then he slams all this impressive stuff. The stuff's impressive. He gives them their due. This stuff has an appearance. It looks good. Very good. And of course he's slamming the nascent, I'll call it that, the nascent cult at Colossae, as it was not one imported from the outside, but it was this cooked up self-made thing by whoever in the church. He says, but these things, they have no value. Strong negative. The word value is timē, which means is the noun for honor. But it means here, they have no value. We have an indefinite pronoun with the preposition pros against indulgence. Phleromone means indulgence of the flesh. Translated fleshly, like it was fleshly indulgence. It's indulgence of sarx, the flesh, the STA. Here, technical. That has no value against the sin nature, really. Doesn't tame it. Doesn't bring it under control. Doesn't negate it. False doctrine is been taught in Christianity as well as in various other movements and deals. One, Paul now addresses the absurdity of adhering to those things that the Colossians were set free from, based on Christ's work on the cross and his resurrection from the dead. And we, two, if you've died with Christ, it's a first-class condition, which means if and you have died. Three, in this instance, the death Paul refers to is a positive thing. Four, the nonsense, elementary principles, that enslaved believers before their salvation no longer have any place in the Christian way of life. Now, if we think that just because we're saved, we're going to meet, identify all these and get rid of them, forget that. It takes time. It takes spiritual education to get past these things that are, in effect, from the divine viewpoint, human viewpoint, and corrupt. They really don't, they're not really of God. Because the world's had a long time to cultivate and develop these things. From the very beginning, when men went away from God, they got into all kinds of things. All kinds of ways of approaching things. So in this instance, this death is positive. Okay, the noun elementary principles, stoikion, occurs two times in Colossians, back in verse 8, and two times in Galatians. At 3:4. And all these references are used in a negative sense of what is cosmic and to be shunned. It can be religious cosmic, secular cosmic, or any other kind of cosmic. Philosophical cosmic, anything. Ideologies galore. Ways of going about things. Ways of operating. Which, when subjected to the light of the Bible, are subpar. Not to be followed. It's a part of the big, bad cosmos. So in Galatians, the background is legalistic Judaism. There's your elementary principle, salvation by works. That is a salvation by pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps. Nothing about grace. Grace is, if it's anywhere in a lot of these, it takes a back seat. So grace takes a big hit in the world. That doesn't make... That's all you got to do to go to heaven? Yeah, that's right. I don't have to do anything. That's all you got to do to get back in fellowship? Yeah, that's right. You want to jump through all those hoops the cosmos puts you under? And all the things that religion does to you? That's how men think. We just can't let that person off the hook that easy. Hell, we can't. We're in the driver's seat. We've got Bible doctrine. Yeah, but they did. Yeah, but. I don't care what they did. Christ came to save sinners. And the worst of the worst. And He restores believers to fellowship. And we're expected to show grace towards them. Not judge them. Not bring it up over and over again. You like me to bring up your sins? Oh, mine aren't that bad. I'll bet. We'll start peeling that onion back. And the hell are you kidding? You're not kidding me. And of course, this is carried into, this is carried into the church with these self-righteous, pompous types. Oh, look at that. Look at her. And then when they're in front of them, they're saying, how are you today, dear? It's sick. It's sick. It's completely sick. How people get by and how people survive and succeed and all the rest of it and all these measures they take that for you and I, because we've learned some doctrine, I'm not going there. God's going to take care of that for me. I got someone to take care of it for me. Well, if you get in that situation, I got someone who's going to take care of it. All these people are constantly expressing human viewpoint. You know, you're in the face of it out there in the world too, more so than I am. But I got the idea. So it's legalistic Judaism imposed on the Galatians by false teachers, Judaizers we call them, who said that salvation and spirituality was not based strictly on grace. Sound familiar? Every other Christian denomination out here teaches something like that version of it. Oh, they sing Amazing Grace. Tears run down their cheeks. Grace greater than all my sin. Like hell. Not your sin. You're different. We don't walk that walk. Well, I say we don't. I can't make any of you do anything. I can't make any of you think like you're supposed to think. I just want to be off the hook with God. You said it before Him. Who said that salvation and spirituality was not based strictly on grace? I've had some people go out of here. Well, rebound doesn't give you the filling of the Spirit. Like hell it doesn't. What does it give you? You're quasi-fellowship? You got to do something to be filled with the Spirit. No, you don't. You don't have to lift your index finger. How do you think you can pray? You can sit down and rest and be in fellowship and be filled with the Spirit. Now, to stay in fellowship, that's to avoid, you know, all the stuff thrown at us from our sin natures. But we can look good on the outside. That's what religion's about, looking good on the outside. God is looking at the heart, the inside. Was not based strictly on grace, but was based on grace plus works. For them, you had to keep the Jewish law, which Moses said, your fathers couldn't keep and you can't keep, and you might as well forget it. We're not under that. We're not under the Mosaic law. That's not our marching covenant. We're under the new covenant to the church. We don't have to worry about food restrictions and all that other kind of stuff that's been imposed by these people. And telling these Galatians that they got to keep the law to maintain their salvation. See, the slick thing about the Judaizers was they came in and said, Jesus is the Messiah. Immediately our guard is down. Oh, they're Christians. Okay. No, they're not. Keep your guard up. Let's see what comes out of their mouth next. I just don't think you could do that and be a Christian. How many dummy, fundy Baptist preachers have I heard say something along those lines? It's been a long time. They're wrong. They are wrong. They did not teach me what I needed to be taught. So that when I first heard this, I was just lit up. I was like set free from the elementary principles of the cosmos. Experientially. I already was positionally, but I wasn't benefiting from it too much. I go to church, did all the things, jumped all the hoops, go to prayer meeting, do all this stuff. I was going nowhere fast. I was going to the wrong doctor. He was prescribing the wrong procedure, and I was just getting sicker and sicker. And I reached a crisis point. And that's when I did what I should have done maybe earlier, but I finally, God took me there. You got anybody, God, on this earth that's teaching the way it needs to be so I can get out of what I'm in? I've had it. I can't go any further with this. I hate sermons. I hate them with a passion. They're contrived. You can say the Holy Spirit led you to give 5 points in a poem, but He didn't. They're not teaching me the Bible. I've been dumped on enough to know that they're not teaching me the Bible. They were even critical of me and my friend because we were so interested in the Bible. Well, that's pretty strange for a Christian school. Well, you just can't know all that, and it's just not important. Just winning souls is important. Oh, really? Show me a verse, just one, that supports that nonsense. Because they think, elementary principles of the world, it depends on them to get men saved. And if we don't witness to everybody and do what we're supposed to, they're just going to be falling in hell right and left. Which isn't true. Thank God, my salvation didn't depend on the faithfulness of some believer or their unfaith. God knows who will believe and He'll get the truth to them. No matter where they are, what's happened, He'll get it to them. Yes, He uses us from time to time, obviously. And we have a mandate. But the fact is, He will get the truth to them. You remember all those stupid little tracts they used to hand out? Chick publications? Because the guy's name was Chick. Like Chick Corea, you know? Chick publications. Oh, I didn't witness to the guy, and he wrecks, and he's in a car, and then he's in hell. Cartoons. The elementary principles of the world, this is the teaching of any number of modern denominations. Some are all about works. Some are about works plus faith plus works. And then there's us. Faith only. Oh, and then they do other little clever. You've got to make Jesus Lord. You've got to make Him Lord. He is Lord. You don't make Him Lord. But you've got to make Him Lord of your life. Okay, genius, what's that supposed to mean? That you walk out of here and every little thing He wants you to do, you do it just like clockwork and you never miss a beat because He's Lord of your life. Lordship Salvation, it was called. I had a friend who wrote a book, it's published. He's selling it. It's crap. It'll be burned at the Bema seat. And he was my close friend back in the day. But he went his way. Reformed theology. God picks some of us and the rest of us can just go straight to hell. And we don't know why He picked some of us because we're just special. You'd be like, I'm going to pick this out of this group of people. Here are the 5 people I want to hang out with. The rest of you, bah. The sovereign decision. God doesn't operate that way. He is no respecter of persons. These verses, they know them too. But they've been blinded. That there's some kind of a secret that's in God. He's hiding from everybody why He picks some that are equal sinners and not others. I won't serve that kind of a deal. I won't serve anybody that plays favorites. I don't like to be around people that play favorites. God doesn't play favorites. I don't like racists. I know it's deeply embedded into the STA of the human race. I know it is. Culturally, it's developed. Oh, look at the color of that person. As if they had anything to do with it. And God accepts all men of every kind and every category. And embraces them into his plan. And we've got verses all over in the Bible. And I've had to fight that here a little bit. We had some real hardcore racists. They're not here anymore. They never do last. I could explain them where they could repent of all of it and walk away from it. But oh no. Okay, fine. Be an idiot. Funny thing is, a believer, you're going to associate with them in heaven. And they'll have the same skin type. You'll live with it. In the instance of the Colossian heresy, the form of teaching and practices was different, but the effect was the same. 9. Legalism and ascetic practices coupled with adoration of angels, producing visions, here fake, in order to achieve supernatural insights, was what was being presented to the Colossian church. Something like that. And maybe someone can develop it better than I can, because it's sort of hard to get a real... The Galatian thing is a lot easier to get a handle on and to see it. But anyway, I do have to move on. And you have the idea here that it was an angel cult, and that they were not just content to do what they were doing, but they were saying that other believers can enter into this more spiritual realm by giving up certain things like they did. Oh, you can't be where I'm at already, because I'm willing to lay out on an ant pile all day in the blazing sun. Do penance for my sins. I don't know if they did that, but it was severe treatment of the body. When you have severe treatment of the body, it's not, pleasant. And that you've got to go through this in order to bring up to this level. You don't just get there by being positive and learning the truth. You've got to go through some imposed hell in your life. Okay? And you say, that doesn't appeal to me. Fine. It appeals to people. There's people in the cosmos. This appeals to them. Why do you think they live in these environments, in these monasteries, and grub off the face of the earth and do this and chant and sit in these places that are dark and go and do this? You say, well, demonism's involved. Yeah, well, I'm sure it is. A bogus form of spirituality was what the false teachers were promoting at Colossae. We have spirituality by grace, salvation by grace. I just sinned. What do? Confess it, pick up, and move. You just stumbled. What do you do when you stumble physically? We all do occasionally. We trip over something. I'm going to quit walking. That will solve that. No, we don't have to give that a second thought. Oh, you might say, I'm going to be more careful. Careful as you are, you're probably going to stumble over something. Even if you're in really good health. So-and-so can't play on our team today because he fell. It was some stupid thing. He fell and wrecked his ankle, and he's an all-pro player, and he's out today. And he stumbled over one of his kids' toys. Or something like that. So we teach a form of spirituality that is spirituality by grace. The Holy Spirit indwells us. When we rebound, he fills us, however long that lasts. To embrace that was to fall back into that which believers had died to through positional sanctification. Also, positional sanctification, the instant it occurs, there's an experiential aspect, obviously. The STA is isolated. You're circumcised. But unfortunately, this foreskin grows back. Not the natural one, but this one grows back many, 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 many times. You say, well, that's not an image I don't want to think about, Jack. I'm sorry, I didn't put it in the Bible. 12. The teaching of sound doctrine that they had been privy to was designed to liberate them experientially. As in, learn the truth, and the truth will set you free. They always like to put that verse on the building where they have the philosophy course. No, go in there and you will be enslaved. You'll be run ragged trying to figure out which viewpoint of things you want to embrace. I took philosophy in college. and I was a Christian. It sucked. We had a Catholic priest that taught it. He didn't wear his garb. He wore a regular coat and tie. And all these kids that sit around and debate all Kant and all the other, just on and on and on. You know, ever learning and running around and whoever had this brilliant idea and could out-talk the other one. That was the whole thing. Where do you think all the Greek philosophical schools came from? All these things developed. So I have some kind of a world view. It could be anything as bleak as nihilism to whatever. These are the things that come out of the souls of corrupt men. And people latch on to it. The false teachers were imposing customs, holy day observances, and regulations on the Colossians as per verse 16. 14, Paul labels all these things as belonging to the cosmos. So it's like moving everything. See, so you and I, when we're out here and we hear things, we observe things, people make statements, the way people approach things, we have the ability to bring every thought into captivity to Christ. I shouldn't be thinking like that. That's not a path I need to go down with this. This is indefensible. So I'm going to pull back from that. Because that is not of God. And I know he's reading my tape. He knows my thoughts. I can't hide anything from him. The world out there, they don't like that thought. They don't like somebody peeking into their souls. But he reads their thoughts, the intents of their heart. We like it. We want God to examine and to help us and to bring us along, even if it's painful, if you're in your right mind. Paul labels all these things as belonging to the world. 15, while the false teachers claimed that their visionary experience of the worship of angels was the worship of benign angels, they weren't saying we're worshiping demons. The Greeks had a word for demons. They knew what demons were, the bad spirits. Of course, they couldn't always tell them apart, because the bad spirits can appear as good spirits. Paul is telling them that they are submitting to evil entities. 16. In the apodosis, that which follows the if clause, there is the question, why? Points out the irrational choices of those who claim to belong to Christ. The words, as if living in the world, refers to their old life prior to salvation. 18. Believers are in the world, but we're not of it. We got a completely different destiny. We even have a different country. We have a different country and a different kingdom. Well, the kingdom of God is within us. The kingdom of God will manifest itself in a very demonstrative way on this earth. But where Paul talks in Philippians about our homeland. We're like somebody who is visiting another country, who is a stranger and an alien. You're a stranger and an alien positionally. Rapture occurs, death occurs, you're going to be jerked out of here. And you're going to be set in the third heaven. Period. And you're going to be brought back to the kingdom of God on earth. So we have a country that trumps this one or any other one we could be a member of. And once you begin to grow up spiritually, as someone well put it to me, when you first taught about us being, I didn't feel like I was an alien or a stranger. Jack, I do now. Well, that was a testament to the fact that you've been growing spiritually and I haven't done my work towards you in vain. I don't fit in. You can go to another country. Of course, you go to a resort where it's all canned and everything's all yang, 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 yang. But if you get out in the streets and get around people, you don't fit in. Your skin color may be different. You can't talk the language. And you're an Americano. See? That's what you are. I can tell. A mile away. You don't fit in. They may be friendly because they got to be sometimes. Sometimes they aren't. So when you're in a different environment, you're in a different realm. We're aliens and strangers. We didn't start off aliens and strangers. We are now. Then you begin to feel it experientially. And you say, I'm hanging out with those people. I don't have anything in common with them. except except the usual everyday stuff. How's the weather? How is your food? And then pretty soon you run into a brick wall. What do you think of the election? Well, I think the country's going to hell in a handbag, and it's the wrath of God's right around the corner. You want to hear about all that? Of course you don't. Okay. So I guess you don't want to talk politics, and we don't want to talk religion. So here we are. So believers are in the world but not of it, to submit to the system advocated by the false teachers to live in the world. The idea is as though you still belong to the world, or as if you still were still alive to the world. It would be another way to translate that. It might be the idea here. As though you as two options. Beyond our translation, we have a couple alternatives. The idea is here, as though you still belong to the world, or as if you were, I like this one, or as if you were still alive to the world. 21, in Christ, believers are positionally dead to the cosmos. 22, what believers are experientially, and that big word means basically everyday, day-to-day routine, is a different matter. The believers, we often know, and they are tied to the hip to the cosmos. They are caught in all of the stuff. So, and believers, even though they go to church, they tend to not even reflect some of what they get in church. They're right back hooked in the cosmic way of approaching and thinking about everything. Well, I'm sure lucky on that. Lucky. Is that what you call your guardian angel? Lucky? All right, I'll let you go for the day. Thank you, Father, for the grace that brings this assembly together. Continue to bless and protect us from all that we are up against in this conflict. And we thank you for all you provide us with so that we can shine. Be with us in Christ's name. Amen.